seems like the sheep that have gone astray are worse than the wolves. It seems like the wolves, being around wolves, is better.
I'd rather be around a wolf than be around a sheep that's gone off base with Jesus.
Because wolves really have no quarrel with us. It's the sheep.
The ones that tell the wolves where we are and tell the wolves we really taste good.
Don't care one way or another where we are or what we're doing at all.
The Romans would have never crucified Jesus if it hadn't been for God's people turning against Jesus and going to the Romans to say, kill him. The Romans would have never touched him. They didn't care. Evil is going to win sometimes. Evil is going to win in court. You know? So don't put your confidence in the courts.
No, it's really been an eye-opener to me.
It has been.
And with this scripture, Jesus said then, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where should the ungodly and sinner appear? Is that why? Because of the tribulations that's going to come, the persecutions? Or?
Yeah, I asked my father one time, after I've been through a few things, I said, You ever overcome in a situation, but you came so close to falling that you couldn't even rejoice? He said, oh, yeah. Yeah. The righteous will scarcely be saved because all of us are tempted to throw our hands up and say, oh, good grief, what's the point? Well, David's friend, I've washed my hands in innocency for nothing. I've kept myself clean, and look at those guys. They're prospering, and they're popular, and they're happy, and they're getting richer. And look at me. How's that righteous man of the Bible saying this? Look at me. God won't let me get by with anything. And halfway through that Psalm 73, it hits him. Then I considered the end of the matter. He said, I was like an animal before you, God, just going by my beastly feelings. You got to consider the end of the matter. This is a very brief life. I haven't always had white hair. It used to be dark like some of these young guys, and it wasn't that long ago. I am you. Just give it some time. It's on the way, and it's over. Life is a vapor, James said. Just a vapor. Then what? It is appointed unto men once to die, and after that, the judgment. And we're going to be judged by how we behave ourselves in this life. We're not going to be judged by our ideas, by what we wish we had done. We're going to be judged by how we conducted ourselves in this life, in this very brief life. And God's damnation of evildoers is just, because He's provided all we need to know what to do and to do it. Beware of men. The most dangerous men are unfaithful children of God, not sinners. They'll hand you to the courts and they will flog you in their assemblies. And they'll flog you unjustly. They'll flog you on the basis of false accusation, on slander. That will happen, Jesus is telling them. I'm telling you this so you can hang in there. I've told you before. Because of me, you will even be brought before rulers and kings for a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they hand you over, don't be anxious about how or what you will speak. Your mighty mouth isn't going to save you. For what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father that speaks in you. Well, look at this. But brother will betray brother to death. How does that come about? You know you don't start out that way. You don't start out saying, I'm going to betray my brother to death. What happens? The main thing that happens is that you become bitter and envious. I've seen it 100 times. God chastens you and you rebel, think you're being mistreated, and start pointing the finger at those that God is not chastening quite like you think He ought to. Envy is as cancer in the bones. Solomon said that. If God doesn't let you get by with anything, you ought to thank God, because you're going to be judged by what you do in this life. Would you rather God let you get by with something wrong? Blessed is the man whom you correct, O God, that you may give him rest in the days of adversity. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and kill them. There's not a child in here that thinks it's going to rise up against his parents and kill them. And there's not a child in this scripture that will rise up against their parents and kill them that ever thought they would when they started. You fail to pay attention to prayer. You fail to do good when you know to do good as a young person. You think you're above it.